During his time, the Christians hit upon a new idea of extorting money from Jews. That idea was our brethren in Beirut, to kidnap people. Kidnap people and hold them for ransom. So in the Gemara in Gittin, the Mishnah in Gittin mentions it's not a new problem, it's an old problem. And the Gemara mentions that we do not redeem people for extortionist prices, because then there's no end. There's just no end to it. And therefore, in podim es hashvuyim yoser me'al d'mayan, even though the primary rule in Jewish life is that we do everything to save a captive, pidyon shvuyim, the Gemara says you sell the Sefer Torah, everything. Because a human being is worth more than anything else in the world, which is something that people don't quite realize yet. But when a person is held for ransom, so if in the judgment of the Beis Din, if in the judgment of the community, giving in will mean further ransoms, it will mean only greater extortion, so then we have to let it go. And therefore, in a number of tshuvas that were written to him, so he set the limit as to how much should be paid for certain Jews, which sets the stage for, all the time God tests people. In the year 1285, he left Europe to go to Israel. Various reasons why he was going to go to Israel, except for the spiritual reason, but Israel then was under already Turkish rule, and the ruler of the Turks was appointed a Jewish prime minister, and the Jewish prime minister openly solicited Jewish emigration. And the Turkish rulers were in favor of it because they figured that the Jews would build up the country, etc. And they were only interested in the money anyway. So there was a small emigration of Jews from Europe. Also, the situation throughout Europe had turned even worse for the Jews. And the Jews now had a choice. They were out of France, practically. They were out of England. Now they have to get out of Germany, and they have to get out of Austria, Bohemia. The question was, which way to go? Most of them opted to go east, and that is the beginning of the Jewish settlement in Poland, large Jewish emigration to Poland. They moved east, they came to Poland, Lithuania, parts of Russia. Some of them went south. We're going to talk about that in a moment. There was a sizable Ashkenazic emigration to Spain to get away. But some of them went to Palestine. And the Maharam of Rotenburg set out to go to Palestine. And he came to, but he set out incognito because, as you can well imagine, all of this was illegal. In the Middle Ages, you didn't have a right to leave your town. You didn't have there were no rights, especially Jews had no rights. So he came to Lombardy, which is in Italy, northern Italy. And there he was recognized by a Jew who converted to Christianity, by a Mumer, who also was a Mosser, who turned him over to the local baron, who said, this guy that's passing through the town, that's not a plain Jew. He's the chief rabbi of the Jews. And they did business. The baron sold him to the emperor of Austria for a fee. And the emperor of Austria held the Maharam of Rotenburg for ransom. In one of his castles, he held him for ransom. And the Maharam of Rotenburg refused to allow the Jews to ransom him. The emperor started out with a very high ransom, 30,000 marks, and then by the end